Let's
A
talk
pleasure.
about the Summer Performance Series, which is celebrating music and dance of the Caribbean, really?
Oh yeah, it actually matches up with our summer exhibition, Relational Undercurrents, the Contemporary Art of the Caribbean Archipelago.
Talk about this in more detail. What can we expect from this? When does it launch? Give us all the background.
Okay, so on June 22nd, the exhibition opens here at the museum, and that's art from all across the archipelago. I mean, when we think of the Caribbean, a lot of times we think of St. Thomas and Jamaica, but you also have Puerto Rico and Cuba and Trinidad and Tobago and the Virgin Islands, and there's such a diverse set of cultures in the Caribbean. So the exhibition pulls from all of that. Now, performance side, I try to pair performances with exhibitions that give us help us find deeper meaning in the exhibition. So I have three performances, sort of pulling from a couple different islands. One is Los Planeros de la 21, which is a plena bombo group. We can talk about more about that later. Femmes de Haiti, they're translated the Women of Haiti by Natalie Jasham. And then a dance performance by Makita Thomas, the Light Fantastical, and she's a Trinidadian dancer and choreographer.
Yeah, let's delve further into each one. I personally love that style of music, music of the Caribbean. It's always so lively and it just lifts my spirits. Let's delve into more about each of the performances and let people know what they can expect.
Yeah, so Los Planeros de la 21, or sometimes I say de la 21, they're a plena bumba group. Now, bomba and plena are a type of music you would hear at parties, at social gatherings in Puerto Rico. And it's played traditionally with the voice and on frame drums. So during the power outage, it could still be performed. It could still happen. The group we're bringing has embellished it with piano and bass. It's led by Juan J. Wango Gutierrez, who's a National Endowments of the Arts Heritage Fellow. So he's part of the tradition of plena. This is dance music. So we'll be set up in the main entryway of the museum with a group of people with seating, but also a dance floor so everyone can get up and dance. And I guarantee you, when I've had friends that I've been around plena with, everyone starts moving. So it'll be a great concert. With Femmes de Haiti, Natalie Jalshem is a Haitian flute player. In the U.S., we know her as part of the group Flutronix, which is a contemporary flute group, and also a group we presented last March, 8th Blackbird. And so we've been in contact. Just what are you doing artistically? And this is a project she's been working on. It really looks at the female artists of Haiti that are underrecognized but iconic in the music that they sing and perform. She's using original music and arrangements of traditional folk songs. And also joining her is the twice Grammy-nominated string quartet, the Spectral Quartet. So it'll just be an amazing view of Haitian music, but through the lens of a classical lens, through a classical music lens.
Was all of this your idea to bring this style and type of music to the Delaware Art Museum?
Partially, I can't take all the credit. I do a lot of research and listening and going up to New York and Philadelphia and just to keep tabs on what's happening. But we took ideas to our community advisory committee. So when we decided to bring Relational Undercurrents to the museum, we created a committee of community members, Puerto Rican, Trinidadian, Cuban, to come together, and Jamaican, and come together and just talk to them about what their communities would want us to show through this exhibition. So I took these performances to them first and said, "What do you think? These are some ideas I have." And so they, of course, with these three, jumped at it and said, "We love them. They're very representative. We'd love for people to experience these."
Do you hope that these performances will be presented, encourage visitors to really sort of kind of deepen their experiences and further explore the exhibition?
I do. I do. So each one of these sort of looks at a different way that you can view the art in the exhibition. Los Planeros de la 21 is a folkloric or a traditional type of music, and there's traditional art in the exhibition. Femmes de Haiti is taking that traditional music and looking at it through a more modern lens, and that's happening in the exhibition. Makita Thomas's The Light Fantastical is looking at Afrofuturism, or more specifically, Afro-Caribbean futurism. And there's artists that are doing that in the exhibition. It's funny, when we spoke with her, she was like, oh, I know this artist, and I know this artist, and they're a friend, you know? So it's really looking at the ideas and the philosophies in the exhibition, but through a performance lens, so we have different entry points.
All right, we're talking to Jonathan Whitney. Jonathan is the manager of performance programs and community engagement at the Delaware Art Museum. And we're talking to Jonathan about the 2019 Summer Performance Series, which is celebrating music and dance of the Caribbean. I cannot wait for this. Where can people get more information and read up about the exhibition and the performances and get tickets and ticket prices, all of that?
So if they come to the museum's website, which is delart.org, D-E-L-A-R-T.org, there's full information on the exhibition and each performer, and also video, so that you can have a chance to really experience the performances. I can go through the dates real quick also, just so everybody can start thinking of the calendar. July 11th, 8 o'clock, is Los Plenaeros de la 21, and that also, after the performance, we'll have a after party with DJ Willie Wilmington till 11. On July 25th is Phantom de Haiti by Natalie Jauchem with the Spectral Quartet, and then on August 16th is Light Fantastical by Makeda Thomas at 8 p.m.
Has this Caribbean culture ever been celebrated before at the Delaware Art Museum?
So we had an exhibition. Actually, my first experience with the museum was through an exhibition. Oh, I can't remember the name of the exhibition right now, but the program I did was My America, My Story, or My Story, My America. And this was an exhibition where they were looking at immigrants into the U.S. Oh, the exhibition was called Our America. So the exhibition was called Our America. And the portion that I was part of was a event where we took stories of immigrants in Wilmington and had them tell them. And my portion was we started out with a drum solo that had them playing rhythms from the Caribbean, and then they told their stories. A part of that exhibition was an event called Dream Streets, which was very well turned out. I believe there were 500 to 800 people that came to that event. So this is part of a long-term engagement with the Caribbean community in Wilmington.
Give us some background for those who are not familiar with the Delaware Art Museum.
So the Delaware Art Museum is known for its American illustration and its Pre-Raphaelite galleries. It also has a contemporary gallery. We have the archives of John Sloan, a famous painter. And we also are deeply engaged with our local communities, both artists, performing artists, and nonprofits in the Wilmington area.
All right, the 2019 Summer Performance Series celebrating music, dance of the Caribbean. It's coming up at the Delaware Art Museum, and the museum will be showcasing artists responding to and representing Afro-Caribbean culture. What else do you want people to know about this, and should they get their tickets now, early?
Yes, I would say get your tickets now. They're going to go fast, especially as we get closer. You know, the first performance is right after July 4th weekend, so if you wait till after July 4th, everybody's going to turn their attention to the Los Plenaeros de la 21 or de la 21 at 8 p.m. on July 11th. So I would definitely start getting these tickets together. The Phantom de Haiti on July 25th at 8 p.m., I suggest getting those tickets because we actually have a resident string ensemble, and I know that their patrons are going to want to see that performance. So those tickets are going fast, and that's on July 25th at 8 o'clock. On August 16th at 8 o'clock, we have The Light Fantastical by Makeda Thomas. It's going to be an amazing dance performance in a beautiful space. We'll have that in our open atrium where you enter the museum. So I would say definitely jump on tickets. They're available at delart.org. That's delart.org. Or you can come to the museum and buy them from the front desk.
I'm excited about this. Like I said, this Caribbean-style music always lifts me up. It's very methodical, and, it always makes you think you're in the islands, even if you're only in downtown Wilmington, right?
Yeah, it's funny. All the different styles, when you sit down and close your eyes and listen to them, they take you to that place, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
where you can see the horizon out over the ocean.
The trees and the breezes, and a drink in your hand.
And you start to move a little bit in your
chair.
There
you go. Yep. Yep. Sway to the music.
Right there.
Yeah. Sway to the music.